Thank you for holding. Is this Francisco?
Yes, this is Francisco. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Just about to start my day.
Okay. Okay, well, I won't distract you from your work, but Tara asked me to jump on the line to go over the opportunity with you. She said that you had some questions about the pricing. She wanted me to address the pricing structure. Did you have any questions about the actual placement itself or what we could do for your company?
No.
No?
It seems familiar.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's rare, but good. Have you ever done this? Usually guys, you know, they're just, what? What are we talking about? What is this? But...
I have a lot of uncles that already business owners and stuff like that.
So they already use it.
Here in my area, I have a lot of family members that they're already in business and they're also doing painting as well. So
nice. It's not doing it right. Painting and home services or Lucatero.
Yeah, Lucatero. That's my uncle.
So he's doing this. He's got a 5-star rating, 28 reviews. So.
Right.
Nice. So is he subcontracting the overflow to you?
No. I'm doing it on my own, getting all my stuff.
Well, he definitely has overflow if he's on the first page. I mean, 90% of the searches that are done start and stop right here. So he's getting first right of refusal on just about everything out there for this area.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But, I mean, we could expand you. You know, there's bigger companies out there that are covering, you know, more than just Thurston County, you know. And you got the bigger guys like Cutting Edge or Capital Painting, LLP. You know, those guys are out of Olympia. And same thing with JT Painting Company. They're over there in Olympia. So we have one listing available. It'll cover about a 30-mile radius from where your business is geographically located. Do you go further than that usually?
No, usually about 30 to 40 miles.
Okay. Well, I can basically level the playing field with Life Painting and Lucatero Painting. Lucatero, you know, they're on something more like our Platinum service, where you're getting like website, everything under one roof. Normally, that package is advertised at $499 on our website. I can reduce the cost by 50% since your business is new, dropping it down to just $249 on a month-to-month basis. And then that's not only going to get you that first page placement on Google for 15 different keyword terms or services, but it's also going to put you on the first page of Bing. You're going to be on the top recommended section for Amazon Alexa voice searches, and there's 60-plus online directories that we submit you to complete your online profile. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Merchant Circle, Manta, Thumbtack, AOL, All Pages, those are all going to be knocked out as well. And it includes a .com. So you'll actually get a lifepainting.com website that we'll build and host for you and have attached to your placements and your directory submissions. So you really shouldn't need anything else.
So I have a question. So you mentioned all those websites are, you know, like they're going to be knocked out. That's just, like, once you guys take all my information and take the package, you guys are going to, like, share all my information with those websites, and I don't have to do, like, anything on my side, you know, like sign up and stuff like that and pay more?
Yeah, no, you don't have to pay anything additional. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees with our service. These are all directories. So we're not a pay-per-lead service. So the customers call you directly. There's no additional charges. So all you really have to do is answer the phone as the calls come in. I mean, it's designed for, you know, you could be a 60, 70-year-old guy that has no idea what to do with a computer, but it'll still work for you if you answer your phone and do a good job and really leave good reviews, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. How much?
With the discounts for the new in business credit, it'd be $249. So that's a 50% price reduction. If you look on our website, it's usually $499.
Yeah, I'm looking at the message you guys send me. I clicked the link, and I'm at the website right now.
Okay, scroll down. So the package that I'd be putting you on for $249 would be the Platinum.
Oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm. And there's usually a setup fee too. But what I'd be able to do because of that new in business credit, I can reduce the cost all the way down to $249 for the 30-mile radius, and I could also waive the setup fee for you. The website's included in that package, and then I'd be able to lock in that rate for you. So we're not cutting any corners there. You're still going to get the Facebook ads. You're still going to have all our popular directory submissions, the optimized landing pages, the website. You're on Bing Local. You're on Amazon Alexa voice searches. So it's a full A to Z marketing campaign. I mean, you shouldn't really need any other forms of online advertising after that. And then if you want to make any changes to your site or update any of the listing, you can do that all through us rather than having like a website guy, a Yelp guy, a Yellow Pages guy, a Facebook, a Bing, a Google. You know, that's what a lot of businesses do. They get all scattered and then they end up having to hire a guy in-house to manage it all.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. So one question about the business page and stuff like that, like on the lifepainting.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys do that on that end, so you guys will play that website for me?
Correct.
So
obviously we would recommend if you have a logo, you know, send that in. If you have any photos before and after work, send those in. Obviously, as we go, we want to keep sending those in so we can build on the portfolio. But yeah, we do all the legwork. We purchase the domain for you. We develop all the content for you. We provide hosting for you. So moving forward, if you want to make any changes or updates to the site, that's also included in your package. It's no extra charge.
Oh, I see. All right. So yeah, sounds good. I'm interested in what you guys have offered me today. And
okay, so if I could approve that pricing structure, are you willing to give us a shot so we can show you how well it works?
Sure.
Okay. So I have to create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of that before?
Say it again?
Google business profile, GBP.
I think I have one already.
Mm-hmm. Did they send you the PIN verification letter? Because there's an address on file, but there's no completion of your verification.
I don't know, to be honest.
So what they do, they send you a postcard in the mail. It'll say Google on it, and it'll have like a your business name and a little 5-digit number on the back of it, and then you're supposed to input that number into your Google business profile, and that's how you complete your verification. So that's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, a little red dot.
Right. Yeah, then never mind.
Yeah. Any business that's on the first page has to go through that. It just looks like they have your address, but they didn't say that the PIN verification was ever completed. So is this address still accurate, the 15632 Molly Court Southeast in Yelm?
Yep, sounds good. Yeah,
okay. Okay, you could receive mail there?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you want that address hidden on Google?
Yes. I just want it open for the people that are gonna, like, they're just searching for my business, you know, like,
yeah, what I'm saying is, like, they'll still be able to find your business. It'll have your name, address, phone number, link to the website on the Google business profile. But what I do is I can hide the street address. So that way it just says Yelm, Washington, 98597, and you'll still have the dot on the map. It just won't have the actual street address or be able to get turn-by-turn directions to you.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Yeah, that's good.
That way you don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Okay. What's your last name, Francisco?
Lucitero.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's my uncle.
Look at her training. Okay, wow. Okay. Lucatero.
Yes, Lucatero.
Yep, Tero. Spell it exactly the same. So, yeah, it's really your family.
Yeah,
well. Your dad's brother, huh?
My dad's cousin.
Your dad's cousin.
My grandpa's brother, that's look at the owner of Lucatero.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your paint, that's his brother.
Oh, wow. Small world. Well, hopefully they don't have a problem with you coming in there and cleaning up chunk of that pie.
Oh, well, he's the one that helped me starting my business and stuff like that, because I'm 18 years old right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're getting a real head start on life. I wish there were more people like you. I'm telling you, I try to teach my kid. I have a five-year-old and a one-year-old. I have to be teaching my five-year-old, like, school is school, but they don't really give you the answers, you know? It'll educate you on how to do the basic stuff, but they don't really give you the answers. Having the answers is really, you know, starting your own business. Even if you go to college right now, they're just going to teach you how to work for somebody. Even if you're becoming a doctor, you work for the hospital. You know, they don't teach you how to own the hospital. They don't teach you how to be the doctor's boss.
Like I told you, the whole reason why I started this company, you know, like, is because, you know, life. That's why I named my company Life, because I had to go through a lot of stuff in life that, you know, like, made me, at 18 years old, you know, look at the world different, have a different mentality, and I just went from there, you know. I was like, oh, you know what, I'm just going to put a life pain, you know, because...
Yeah. I can respect
that.
If
it wasn't for life,
you
want to
know something? I've been here for 10 years, and I'm 29 years old. So think about it. I was 19 when I started here. Everybody that was applying at this company were fresh out of college. They'd already graduated with a marketing degree. I interned for 6 months because my mom passed away when I was 16. My dad actually went to prison shortly after that. He got all drunk and got into a car accident like 2 months after my mom died. So, and the guy had like severe bodily injuries. Yeah, so my dad was doing time, and I was out here trying to figure out life. I was like, do I go to school or what? So luckily the CEO, you know, gave me an opportunity once I just kind of sat them down. They turned me down like 3 times because I had no experience. I had no college. You know, I caught the CEO outside, and I just told him my story and what was going on. I want to work there. And they gave me an internship, and been here 10 years. And it's been great, man. I've seen the world, and I have my own company outside of this as well. So, you know, don't let anybody try to tell you how to do things, you know what I mean? There's a reason you're on this path. It might be a little bit harder than everybody else's path, but, you know, God don't give you anything you can't handle. So, obviously, you're meant to do something special. Keep your head on straight.
I'm glad
stay motivated.
You're starting your own thing, too, you know, like, I like hearing those kind of stories, man, because, you know, like, it fulfilled my inspiration, you know, like, keep going, you know, with this company and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I have a painting company as well. That's the part I didn't tell you. And I got into it because I was doing this marketing, and we had a local listing that popped up here for painting. And my lady, her family migrated. We're in Orange County in Southern California, like by Disneyland. And
nice.
Yeah, but my lady's family had migrated from El Salvador. So my son is Salvadoran and white, her dad didn't have all his paperwork and stuff, but he was an amazing painter. So I go, okay, I'll start the company. He was already managing a painting company. So I did everything with my name, got all the licensing and everything, and then he actually manages and oversees it. So every now and then I got to talk to a homeowner, you know what I mean? But they actually go take care of the actual work, and it's very profitable for them. Yeah, they've gotten into a new place with her younger brothers, and we have our sons, and you know, it's awesome, man. It's a very fulfilling thing to be able to go from, you know, I thought I was going to be living in a car for a while to now I'm able to help other people be successful. It's great.
Man, well, that's crazy. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now with my dad. You know, I'm the business owner. I'm taking care of all the business because my dad doesn't speak English, stuff like that. So he's the one actually finishing the work. You know, like he's my sprayer and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
a huge advantage,
one.
Being bilingual, man. I'm telling you, both my boys, I'm so happy for them that they're bilingual. You know, it's a huge advantage
in
the world. Because I can't really communicate with her dad the way that I want to. I mean, obviously he knows that I love him because, you know, all the stuff that we've gone through already. But I wish that was better. I always have my son or her brother kind of translate everything. But so much respect for that guy to be able to pull his whole family out of El Salvador and come up here and bust his back just to get them to where they are. So it's amazing.
Correct, man.
Yeah. No, props. All right. What's your your business email address? Sorry, I'm getting off topic.
It's all good, man. You know, I'd rather talk about stories like this, doing, like, you know, getting the trust with people, you know, because
yeah.
sometimes there's a lot of people offering services and stuff like that, and I'm like, ah, it doesn't feel right. Well, today I woke up and something was, like, going on, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to give the opportunity because I think I see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to have faith, and that's part of life, you know.
Right.
And you got to have faith. But I can also understand, too, like, I saw you had that home advisor listing, and I tried that before, actually, just to kind of see what it's all about, the home advisor by Angie's, and it was horrible.
Don't touch me right now.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The Federal Trade Commission is actually about to shut them down. Here, let me actually show you this. And if they ever give you any problems, let me know, too. That's something I can help you with as well, just on the side, not like through here. Yeah, but I can kind of guide you through that, because I had a guy that I just got like $3,500 back for his company, because he's a roofer out there, and it mainly because they were back charging him leads. Like, they were telling him, hey, every lead's $150, and he was getting charged whether he was getting a job or not. So, you know, they started sending him like 20 of them over the course of like 2 days or 3 days, and he racked up a bill. There's no way he could get through them. The first five that he called didn't go anywhere, so he was like, that's like $1,000, I'm not doing this, you know. So anyway, they try to say in order for him to cancel, he had to pay back what he owed in lead fees, which was like $3,000, and then we came to them with this report that I just sent you from the Federal Trade Commission, and he threatened basically to write another report to the FTC, and that he was going to have his lawyer, you know, reach out, and they basically just ran for the hills after that. They dropped everything and were like, okay, you know, let's not mess with this guy.
Yeah, well, I had a problem with them last week, but it fixed it. So they gave me like a $400 credit.
Yeah. But try not to let them dip back into your pocket past that credit. Like, monitor it really closely. And then I'm pretty sure by the time that credit's up, we'll already have all this stuff up and running. You won't be losing any sleep over that. You'll probably cancel them anyway.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if this gets done today, you know, like doing the business profile and all this good stuff, then I'll probably drop out anyways, because either way, I'm not using it no more. Like, even though with I'm just receiving work from like general contractors that I know, so they're like helping me out.
Yeah, you'll be in a position to actually be able to subcontract your own work too. So if you get in a position where like you can't take the clients anymore, which is very likely to happen, like I said, about 90% of the searches start and stop right here. You can find somebody. You know, I know your family's probably already busy enough, but you could always, you know, take some off the top, maybe $100-$200, and say, here, you know, do what Home Advisor's doing, but a more ethical way. Don't sell it to five guys, you know. Close the job or have the job be like a for sure job, and then tell them, hey, once you guys are done, you know, shoot me $100, $200 for the lead. I have a lot of guys that do that, and it's like a whole nother side of income for them. They cherry pick what they want, and then what they can't take on, you know, they'll lead them towards one of their buddies and still collect, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, so huge benefit. What's your business email address? I have to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I've applied.
So it's Life Painting,
2022
at gmail.com.
Really new. Okay, gmail.com. All right. Perfect. You're already a Gmail user, and that came back as valid. Okay, and then PIN verification. It says the PIN verification take about 3 to 5 days to get to you. It's going to be sent from San Francisco, so it should get there 3 to 5 business days. Yeah, about this time next week, basically.
Okay.
It's I need that 5-digit code on the back. I don't know if I put a point of emphasis on that last time. So when you get it, you have to either call in, text in, you can even email it in. But we need that five-digit code. After we got that five-digit code, you can do whatever you want with it. You can burn it, throw it away. It doesn't matter.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So I have your business profile set up. How would you like your hours of operation displayed?
Like regular business hours, 7:30 to like 5 every day.
Monday through Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, Monday through Friday only. Saturday and Sunday, okay. No.
You want it closed on Saturday and Sunday or by appointment only?
Close it.
Okay. Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card from customers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay, submit. All right, perfect. Now, client interview. Okay, so client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. If you're not too busy today, I can actually have you in a client interview between 11 and 12 o'clock today, like in a couple hours.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, I'm going to be working in an area where there won't be a lot of, like, curves and stuff like that, like, around that time.
Okay. I could always push for tomorrow if you'd rather do it tomorrow.
Yeah, the client interview? Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Like, it's mostly general knowledge information about your business. So, you know, they're going to ask you about the service area, make sure, you know, we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then they're going to get specific on the services you provide, so that way we're listing you properly, not having you show up or for anything that you don't do, waste the end user's time or your time. So, usually 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window because they're going to talk about the website and that as well. What's a good time tomorrow?
Probably like, around 12, that's fine.
12? Okay. I have 11 to 12 available.
Yeah, 11 to 12 is fine.
Okay. We're on the same time scale because we're in Southern California, so 12 to 1 is when they take their lunch break. That's the only reason why
yeah,
they're not
that's
open. Okay. Client
So... The number you guys are calling from right now is a 360 number, here local.
Yeah, we have franchise every state all over the country, but our main headquarters are the ones in California because they're right next to the Google headquarters. So the Google headquarters, yeah. Our main locations are San Francisco, Mountain View, and Newport Beach, California. I'm calling you from the Newport Beach location. We're in Southern California. So we're right next to Disneyland, Orange County. I don't know if you've ever been down this way.
Well, I've been down all the way to Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah. That's L.A. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not far from here. Universal's like 30-minute drive down the 405, or up the 405, I should say.
Yeah, well, I used to live over there in San Francisco as well.
Nice.
Here.
Yeah, I love the Bay Area. I was just there last month for a seminar that they had at the Hilton there in downtown San Francisco. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. I used to live there for a year before I came over here to Washington because I have a lot of family over there in California, so it was a good year to start, you know, after coming from Mexico and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, big change. Yeah, big change. Even going from San Francisco to Washington is kind of a big change. Doesn't it rain a lot up there?
Oh, yeah, don't tell me that.
I know California, we got all that sunshine, so you're going from, you know, even right now, it's 8:30, but it's 64 degrees outside.
Yeah,
here,
it's like 56, but it's raining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no rain. We got clear skies today. Thank God. Yeah, I don't think I can ever really leave Southern California. It's just too close to my heart. I've been here my whole life. I grew up in Huntington Beach, which is like 30, 45 minutes south of Universal Studios in the beach cities there. And everybody thinks because you grow up in Huntington Beach that you have like a really good life. But we lived in a place called the Slater Slums. So it was like I think it was like 90-95% like Latino migrants. Like that's how I grew up. My parents, even when my mom and dad were around, we didn't really have money. I didn't grow up like that.
Yeah,
I grew up chasing the corn guy and the palatero. I hear the horn, I'm like, oh, gotta go. Yeah, they used to have this truck called El Chivito that would come rolling up, and everybody knew it was like, that was like dinner time, you know. They had these really good tacos, burritos, everybody go run outside, all the kids from the neighborhood. But yeah, I grew up a little bit different. So a lot of my friends, they started out originally in Mexico. Like one of my best friend, Marcos Moreno, their family's from Guadalajara. He's over in Rome right now. But his mom, dad, and his oldest brother were all originally from there. And then he was the first one to be born in the States of his family. So it's kind of crazy.
Wow.
I felt like I was teaching him the ropes a lot of the time, because he was like, once he left his house, everybody was doing something completely different, you know? It's weird.
Yeah, that's right. Well, like, right now, like you said, you know, people said, oh, like, you probably live on the nice side, you know, but
yeah,
you say you don't, but say you will, you know, like, that's gonna
yeah.
be
no, well, life. Now I do. I mean, you know, I just have a lot of Latino love for a gringo. That's what it is. You know, all the other guys that come talking to me, I'm like, yeah, I'm not really one of you.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
I got to tell them all the time, I'm like, in my heart, I'm actually Latino. But it's different because I'm okay with everything. You know, my best friend and his family, like some Mexican cultures aren't okay with Salvadoran cultures. My kids are Salvadoran, you know, so mm-hmm. they're Salvies. So it's a little bit different, you know. They're over there chewing pupusas and doing it a little different. Yeah, they're pretty fire. I'm not gonna lie. My lady makes some really good pupusas, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's fire, man. Well,
yeah, I didn't know what a pupusa was until I met her. To be honest, I never had one.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, well, I knew because my cousin.
I thought it was a mulita the first time.
It looks like a
yeah, that's what I thought it was. I was like, oh, mulitas? She's like, what? This is pupusas. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
they look
man.
At you crazy.
No, you know.
Yeah, there's kind of like a little conflict there. When I bring up like Salvi stuff to my Mexican friends, they're kind of like, what? And then when I bring up Mexican stuff to her Salvi family, they're kind of like, what? That's not us.
No, well,
it's weird.
My cousin used to date Salvadorian, and they're in San Francisco, and we used to live there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like always bring pupusas and stuff like that, and I would never get one.
So
you know,
good.
Like I would like I didn't know like if it was good or something, because you know there's a lot of food that you know like just because
tamales
it looks
around
like,
Christmas
like,
time, I would be eating all the tamales. I would still, if I had a smorgasbord, I'd probably go like 3 tamales and 1 pupusa.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much. All right. I have your business profile set up. I sent you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, the Life Painting 2022. And then what they're going to do, they're going to send you a text like 1 hour before. It's an automated message. It'll come out like 10 o'clock tomorrow. And just to confirm the time. So, you know, if anything pops up or changes in your schedule, let me know. I could reschedule it for you. But we want to get that client interview done as soon as possible. So that way I can have your website, everything up and running by the time that pin comes in. And then we can go live with the account, start making some money.
Right. Yes, sir.
Another thing, too, I know you're a young business owner, but this is a write-off. So I don't know if you have, like, a CPA or anything like that to do your taxes with, but I highly recommend it as an 18-year-old business owner. You're going to have to figure that out, okay, before January. It's not difficult. You know, it's just find a tax person that you trust, basically. Go out talk to some, or if your family has a guy.
Yeah,
you know. Well, but it's a write-off for you. So you actually end up getting reimbursed for all this money. It's considered a business expense, marketing. Yeah, and you can write off a lot of your gas, too. Say that you were going to jobs.
Like all my family are business owners and stuff like that, like a lot of kind of different stuff. I have an aunt that she's in accounting. She went to school for and she has a business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can help you out, too, if you ever have any questions. I mean, I'm not, obviously family's family, you know, obviously go with family first, but I got a lot of experience with business owners and running businesses, helping them, you know what I mean? So if there's anything that you have questions on along those lines, that's something, you know, because in the grand scheme of things, this won't cost you anything. You know, they'll actually end up reimbursing you for the Google placement. It's considered marketing. It's an essential part of a business. And then, of course, with the customers it comes in. So you only have gains from this, you know. But some companies like HomeAdvisor, Angie's, they're not considered business expenses. They don't think it's like really a requirement that you need to have your business on those. Those are things that you're doing because you want to do it, right?
That's right.
So, yeah. So, you know, obviously that's one thing, but then also like the gas and everything else, there's a lot of advantages to running your own business or being at least listed as a business owner. And you've already got the LLC in place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're in a great position right now. I'm telling you, you're setting yourself up for a nice truck or something soon. you got a Tacoma already?
No, I have a 2021 GMC Sierra 84 Carbon Pro Edition.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. 2021 GMC Sierra?
Yeah, the 84 Carbon Pro Edition.
Oh my God.
It was hard to get, man. Really hard to get.
Oh, what color is it?
It's white.
Oh man.
Yeah, they don't have any other color, you know, like it's just black and white for the Carbon Pro Edition.
Yeah.
And
I
think it's great. And also they didn't have it anywhere here in Washington. I had to order it. And
no lots
has it at the moment. So it's really hard to get on it.
Yeah, I'm a big Toyota guy, but I know GMC and a lot of the American-made companies have been stepping their game up the last couple of years. But I've always been really big on Toyota because I have a Tacoma and a 4Runner.
Yeah, I have a Toyota for work. It's a Tacoma.
Yeah, those things are like indestructible.
Yeah, exactly. But, we actually have plans to buy one soon, like the brand new Toyota.
Yeah, like, the new ones are awesome. Like my Tacoma, I have it with like the all-terrain and all the off-road stuff like hooked up, right. And it also it's TRD edition, but it's a 2020, so it's new, like it's fresh. It's still got that good smell in it. My 4Runner is a 2016, but yeah, this thing is, yeah, the 4Runner is indestructible too. That's more like put the boys in the back of it, go on a road trip kind of thing. The Tacoma is more just for my own personal, like, hey, if I want to go out for a weekend.
We were trying to look for one because we go to California a lot, and we always drive there.
So, yeah, it's good for road trips. I actually drove the family, like, last month, this time. I drove them to San Francisco. Like, I did straight shot up the 5 from down here, and then I took PCH home. So I basically drove San Francisco all the way down to Orange County, down Highway 1. And that is a beautiful drive, like through Big Sur and everything. I don't know if you've went that way before.
No, I haven't. I've only been through one and the 5.
Gotta do that. That's a bucket list thing. I've been all over to Europe and stuff, like when I was 22 and 23, just barely making money and just living my dream, you know. And I saw a lot of the coast and everything over there, and I thought, man, it doesn't get any better than this. And then I go driving down PCH, and I'm like, it's more beautiful than that right where we live. It's crazy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I lived in California my whole life, and I never did that drive. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, especially when you come from Mexico to the United States and looking at all the beautiful, like, places, stuff like that. Because over there, all you see is roads where I live.
Yeah.
Like, dirt and, you know, broken concrete.
What parts are you from? Baja area or where what family? Or where
no,
are you guys
from? I'm from Michoacan.
Michoacan, okay. My brother's lady's family is from there. My brother's girl. So my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, that's where
crazy.
We're from.
It's bad. I know, the freaking cartels everywhere, though. Even over, like, I went over to, what was it? It was a small little town, like, last year, on a cruise at a Long Beach, California. I went on one of those Carnival cruise lines, and it was in Baja. I mean, obviously, the closer you get to the border, the crazier it gets, you know? Yeah, we're not far from the border. We're like an hour above the border. But I forgot what it was. It wasn't Rosarito. It was just past Rosarito. It was crazy though. It was bad. Like I saw basically a whole like street vendor get like turned over, man. Like 10 of them hopped out of a truck and got around this guy and his family and then they basically were just taking all of his money and everything. They started taking a bunch of stuff and left the guy there. I mean, at least they didn't hurt him or anything, but it was pretty bad. So we tried to help him out. But it's crazy there, man. That's a hard upbringing. I remember some kids came up to me and they were like, oh, can we have some money? And I was like, yeah, you know, they see the white guy. So I was like, here you go. You know, I give him some cash and then I noticed this other guy, real, like, fishy-looking guy, comes around the corner and collects, like, the bucket from them and then pushes them out. So I was thinking in my head, I'm like, man, like, I wonder if that's either his family or if they, like, kidnapped this little kid and, like, had him working, like, begging, you know, like, out getting money and then bringing it to him. And that's what it felt like, and I just was like, man, it made me want to cry a little bit, you know. But that's why I just try to spoil my lady and her family and take care of them here as much as I can, because those situations I can't, you know, we can't save everybody. I wish I could, especially after hearing about stuff that happened yesterday, but it's just, that stuff tears your heart up. But humble beginnings create good people, man.
Hell yeah, man. That's good. I'm glad you're saying those type of things, because, you know, there's not a lot of people out there right now, you know, like, with humble in their hearts, you know, like, everything they do just for money, stuff like that, and, you know, all they talk about is just, like, the things that will get you something, but, like, won't make you feel the same.
Yeah, exactly. Crooked. Yeah, they're not making an honest living. That was one thing that I was really, really adamant about. My dad was a bad drinker growing up. And so I just always, and he used to do crazy stuff, you know. He just did a lot of bad things. I've seen a lot of bad things. So I was just like, I don't want to be like this. I want to have an honest living. I don't want to be living my life looking over my shoulder. I basically kind of idolized the white guys. Like I would go to school and I would see this dude's dad come picking him up, and then I would want to talk more to his dad about how he got to that point in his life than to really hang out with his son. If someone to go, you know, play sports and stuff, and I'm kind of like, okay, how do I figure out how to be like your dad one day? Because I want to have my own house and stuff.
Well, what I did over here was, you know, look at all my uncles with, you know, nice houses, nice cars, you know, like doing their business and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what, whenever I turn 18, I'm going to start my own business, because I think you got to be 18. So, but you don't really have to be an age to start your own business.
Yeah, you could start any business. It's just a lot easier if you're 18.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a lot easier. So I graduated. I graduated and I was like, all right, well, it's time for me to start shining, because everything I see around me is beautiful, nice, and, you know, like, I kind of want that now.
Yeah, that truck is a good start. That GMC is baller, man. I was doing a little tour on the inside of it while we were talking. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It has, like, nice leather seats. It's very comfortable, too, for a truck. Being that
spacious,
it doesn't even look like, it doesn't even look like extended cab. It's crew cab, but
It doesn't look
long.
Can
still, you can still sit everybody in the back of that, though. That's the beauty. You know? Yeah. So my Tacoma, it has a back seat, but it's all cramped, you know? It's not, like, super small, but it's, you know. I mean, once my boys get to teen years, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be getting in it. But it's a good thing we still have the 4Runner. I don't think that thing's going to break down anytime soon. I'm thinking, though, the reason I got the Toyotas is because I got two boys. So I got one in 2016 around the time my first son was born. And then the second one, he just turned one. He was born 2021. But basically, I got that in 2020, like brand new, right as my lady got pregnant again. So my plan is to just hopefully take care of those and just be like, here you go. You know what I mean? They're already paid off. They might not be a brand new car for them, but they'll have a reliable car. And I could just give each of them one of those when they're old enough, and then I'll go get me my own little shiny toy, and we'll be good.
There you go. Well, yeah, man. Yeah. Well, it's a good way to start, and for your kids, you know, you want always the best and stuff like that. But sometimes at this moment, you know, a Toyota is where it's at, because you know this gas price and all that kind of stuff. Like you kind of want those cars more than just cars.
Gas was bad last month, man. Going, like, down here, it's pretty bad. Like, it's like $6. But as I was going up towards San Francisco, like, man, like, right as I was getting into the city, there was some stuff almost $8. And, like, I went up into the Muir Woods on that side, like, went past the bridge even on the first day. And it was bad, man. They had some stuff in the mountains because it was like the only spot where you could really get gas for miles. It was like $8, almost $9 a gallon. It was like stealing from people.
Yeah, well, they're taking advantage of the situation, you know?
Yeah. They're like, hey, you can't get anywhere else. You run out of gas here. This is the only option you have. So it's kind of crooked, but they're probably rolling in the dough right now. I'm going to have to get me a gas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gas station.
That's good.
All right. Well, hey, I got your business profile set up. I got the client interview confirmed. So the last thing we got to do is just secure that first month, $249. How did you want to do that?
Card. You said when?
It'd be $249.
Okay. Where's my wallet? Am I Carmen? In mi cartera? Háblame. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. And then is the billing address the same as the street address I sent your Google PIN verification letter to? The Molly Court Southeast?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it just says Francisco Lucatero on it. There's no middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay. Does it have business name on there? Does it say Life Painting?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was going to say we got to get you a business account if it doesn't. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Oh, you're saying business account, like my card?
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be one, but I'm just saying, like, for benefit later, because when you have your tax person later, if you have, like, an actual business card that's separate from your personal spending, it makes it a lot easier for them to go through and write everything off.
So I have a bank account for the business at the moment. So can I use that instead?
Yeah. If you have a business bank account, you'd want it. Because we're going to send you the invoice either way. So even if it's personal, you know, you can use a personal card. And then you'll get the invoice. But, you know, it's just better to have it all separated.
Right. Okay, yeah. I'm going to use my business card.
Okay. Is this one a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then same thing, it has your first and last, no middle initial on it?
So it's Francisco Lucatero Lara.
Okay. It's like my lady with nice Salinas Rodriguez. How do I spell the second last name?
L-A-R-A.
Oh, pretty easy. Okay. Luca Terralar.
Yeah.
Yeah, my lady was Salinas Rodriguez, so she went from those two long ones to just having Hill.
So, what's her name? Okay.
It's Erica Salinas Rodriguez.
So, her name is now Erica Salina Hill?
No, it's just Hill. She got rid of the hyphenation of the last name. I know that's very common, you know? I'm sure she probably says that too. Like, Salinas really carries strong.
Right, well, in Mexico, you have to get your mom's and dad's last name on your birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know here they do just one name because you know how your parents are married. So
yeah.
You only need one last, and that's how my sister is. My little sister, she's like 5 years old. Like she was born here, and she just one last name.
My lady's 27, and she came here when she was 20. So she's only been here 7 years.
When I met her.
Yeah, when I met her, she barely spoke any English. Like, I was doing my best Spanglish, and it's embarrassing. Obviously not with her. I wasn't uncomfortable with it, but, it was literally, like, a lot of my friends couldn't even talk to her. I loved it, actually. It was, like, nobody knew her. Yeah, nobody knew her. Nobody knew anything about her. You know what I mean? All this pretty Latino girls popped up out of nowhere. Yeah, but,
There you go, man.
Basically learned a lot of her English, like we learned it together, you know. I had her go to a course, and so basically once we jumped the rope, we more so did it because of my first son, and but she needed to have her paperwork. Like she had no paperwork. It took us like 3 years to get all her paperwork and everything, get her legit. And I told her, I was like, okay, if we're gonna do this, you gotta have my last name. You can't just be roaming around without my last name. I convinced her. She was gonna leave it though, like Salinas Rodriguez, and I was like, nah, Salinas Hill. Nah.
Yeah, mostly the girls never want to change the last name to somebody else because you know, like they take so much pride about you know their last name more than the man. You know,
we
do more with our parents and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was hard for her dad, too, even, you know, it's his firstborn, his daughter, you know, came here, you know, so he did a real good job, like, protecting her, because even El Salvador's bad, man. Like, I know you said what part of Mexico you're in, but, man, they have, like, a lot of MS-13 over there, so she grew up on, like, a compound, basically, and they had the teachers would come into the compound, so they had, like, armed security guards with, you know, like, AR-15s,
I see a lot of stories and how the people from over there have to travel to get here. So it's more than us, you know. Like, I'll say
even
my
just
story
living
was,
there though,
you know,
as a girl, it's hard. Like being a pretty girl over there with all those gangs and stuff. Like, so her dad came over here, like, and then got sent back, and then came again. You know what I mean? And just kept working here to pay so that she can live on a compound with like armed guards and stuff. The military, she didn't have to worry about getting snatched up or something.
Right. No, that's good, man.
That's crazy. So, sorry. Yeah, anyway. We keep getting off topic. I could talk to you all day.
Yeah, me too.
That's good, though, because we're going to be doing business together. So, I mean, we're going to have to talk at least once a week at the minimum, you know?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So,
you
said it was a visa, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
So it's 4733.
4733.
41. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then 4101.
4101.
0122.
0122.
And then 3979.
3979. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
So is 0324.
0324. And then 3-digit code on the back.
133.
1, 2, 3. Okay. And you didn't already create any kind of Facebook page, right? Because I tried to pull up a Facebook for Life Painting LLC. I didn't see one.
No, I only have an Instagram page at the moment.
Okay.
But it's, no worries. It's, you know, like creating a profile to it, you know?
Yeah, we're going to create one for you. We're a Meta partner. So part of that platinum package is you get the Facebook ads as well. So.
Okay.
You get, yeah, you're getting super hooked up with this campaign. But I just wanted to make sure that we weren't building like a whole new one for you.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, what's it called? You know how there's a lot of campaigns out there, you know, trying to get my business because I already had it. But it was something in you, you know, the way the lady, and then when you came around, you know, talk to me and stuff like that, you know, like you were, you actually wanted to talk more, you know, making more of making a friend than just getting the business, you know?
Yeah, we have to. So, I mean, it is a business relationship. So it's basically like I'm your back end marketing guy. It's almost like having me in house, you know? There's going to be a lot of times where we do the legwork, like, but I got to pick your brain.
Right. Well, like I know how that thing goes and stuff like that, you know? You got to make the sale, you know? Like, get, it's cause that's how, what we do too as a company to the customers.
Yeah,
so,
it's very similar. Like you have to get to know them, know what they're looking for. Like I said, we have a painting company also. So actually when you say that, like I said, my lady's dad, that's very much the same kind of approach. Is I like to get in there and get to know the client, their background, what they like, what they're okay with. You know, I had a guy I was talking to who wanted to actually paint the whole back room of his house this red. And the more I started talking to him, he started saying that, oh, the reason he wanted to paint it red is because his mom loved Coca-Cola growing up. His mom passed away. And I was like, my mom passed away. And he's like, oh, yeah, she loved this dark red. And I was like, okay, so do you want a Coca-Cola red or do you want a dark red, how you said she used to have her nails in her hair? And he's like, yeah, let's do it dark red. So he changed the whole thing. And then him and his lady ended up loving it. We ended up making a bunch of extra money off of it. We got a better paint.
Doing a really good job, man. Like, to be honest, like, I really like how you're doing business, you know, like, it's really admirable.
It's more important the customer. I hope you take from that too, because that's really what's going to decide how successful you are later on. Is you need to come with an approach of I'm trying to actually help people achieve the goal that they have for their house when I'm painting it, you know what I mean? Or in their business. You know, everybody has this image in their mind when you're coming in, when they're calling you to come in, of like, hey, this is what I dream about, or this is what I think, see in my head. And you got to really find a way to bring that out and make sure you guys are on the same page, so that when you leave there, they're happy. Because otherwise, you're just going to have to go back and do it again, or you make less money that way, because then you got to use double the products and make the same amount, you know. So it's always better to, you know, be of service to them and get it done the right way the first time around. You know, so a lot of it is, I genuinely care too, is I want to be someone that's helping your business. I don't want to be somebody where you go back going, oh man, I wish I wouldn't have done that, right? Kind of like the home advisor thing.
Right.
Right. So I always think about that too. I don't want to be out in the world hurting people. I want to be out in the world helping people. So, you know, it's very important that you make sure that you're finding the right people and that it's going to work for them and the right guy that it's going to work for. So even like before you made it to me, that's why Tara's there, and that's why Google has their qualified candidates list. You have to qualify for it. They put you through a background screening. Then Tara vets you a little bit before it gets to me. So the guys that I talk to, they're usually already, you know, pretty pre-screened, and we know we got the right people at that point that it's going to work for them.
That's good, man. Well, you guys got service, and, you know, I was not looking for it, but...
Yeah, you're going to love this. I mean, yeah, if you could do anything with that home advisor system, then this would be a great fit for you. I mean, everybody uses Google. I'm sure you know that already.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, being 18, you probably use Google every day, you know. I still can't believe you're 18. That's the crazy thing. You have a really good head on your shoulders, because I hope my boys are like that.
Like I told you, man, that's how life is, you know.
But I don't want them to go through what it takes. I get that too. I went through a lot of bad stuff, and that made me a lot smarter than most kids my age when I was younger. And the older adults hated me for it, but I had so much more maturity than them even when I was already, you know, starting here, like 19 years old. There was like 30-year-old guys where they were like, this kid's my boss. You know? Even like Tara. At the moment, Tara is older than me by like 8 years, the girl you spoke with in the beginning of the call. Even now, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I told you, man, you know, like, I just wanted to start my own business, you know, since young age, because, you know, like, I wanted to live the American dream, you know, like,
yeah,
try to see different ways how to make money and stuff like that. And, you know, I saw a lot of people around me, you know, doing all that big stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go the only way that you can reach to the top or even go past the top.
Yeah. And you grind. And there's going to be times, I'll be honest with you, you'll have up and down periods. I mean, even right now, yeah, you're going to have a really good up period starting with this. But then you'll notice, like, once you get into, like, the winter months and it's raining all the time, the painting jobs, they start getting a little bit less. You know what I mean? Summertime, oh, yeah, you're right in the middle of peak season. So the next 3 months are going to be awesome for you. But it's just, there's waves. And you just got to stick through it. And you just learn from it. And you know what I mean? That's just part of life. You're gonna, there's, I don't gotta tell you that. I'm sure you already know that, but, you know.
Yeah, man. No, well, yeah.
So, some people get knocked down and they never get back up. You know, that's the reality of it.
I got knocked out a lot of times. A lot.
Yeah,
of times,
but you know, that's the lesson I'm trying to teach my oldest right now. He's playing soccer. I'm like, man, it's not about, you're gonna get hit. You're gonna get hurt. I'm like, you get kicked in the leg. You jump out of the game. You end up losing. Huh.
So, soccer, I was going to pursue soccer as, you know, as a long time thing, you know, like, it was my passion, it was my future, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to pursue it, man, but, you know, like, things happened, and, you know, like, I was like, oh, shit, well, got to see
y'all.
Yeah,
you
got to
have
man.
A lot of support for sports, man. That was really hard for me growing up. I loved basketball and soccer. Those are my sports. First soccer, actually, I started playing soccer when I was young because of where I grew up. I loved soccer. I was one of those guys where everybody was cheering on Mexico, and I was like all into Brazil. I loved Ronaldinho growing up. That was my guy. And
hell yeah!
But yeah, Ronaldinho was sick. Even today, I'll go back sometimes and watch those indoor like tapes that he has on YouTube. Man, he was crazy. And then supposedly Messi's buying something. But anyway, my oldest son's all into, like, Liverpool and stuff right now.
Well, that's a good team, right? That's a really good team.
Yeah. No, it's sick. But he's all into Liverpool and FIFA. You know, that's what he does all the time. And I have him in a soccer league.
They're one of the most fastest in FIFA.
Yeah. Yeah, I have him in a soccer league. Last week, he got kicked in the leg pretty bad. Like, acted like his ankle's all messed up. But he's a killer, dude. He's a killer forward. And this guy will score, like, 3-4 goals a game right now. You know how it is when you're young? You could light them up because they're not caught up. And then once you get older, you know, it's a lot harder because guys know what they're doing now. But he's, like, way advanced. So he'll get a bunch of goals. And they ended up losing, though, because he went out, he hurt his leg. I was telling him, I'm like, oh, brush it off. You're going to regret it at the end of the game. If you guys lose, they need you. So they ended up losing, and then he started feeling better, like, a couple hours later. I was like, man, see, you let the whole squad down, dude. Because you couldn't shake it off. You fall down, you got to get back up. You know, that was the life lesson last week. Yeah. I'm like, you just got to brush it off. If it hurts, deal with it later.
Yeah, over here where I live, you know, like, my soccer team is bad, man. Like, it's bad. Like, I was the only forward where I would have done everything, you know, like, but support the team. But we never had a win, man. We never had a win until they put me as forward. And we started getting wins, all that shit. Cause I'm good at every position. And they put me more where, you know, as a defender, because, you know, like, I was really good. And, you know, for my size, you know, like, I was really aggressive. I'm like 5'5", 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
So, my coach was like, dude, you're really fast, you're really athletic. You know, I used to take from my defender position, I used to go all the way to as a forward and try to score goals. And I have done it before a lot. So,
crazy. My son just got me good. He's telling me he wants to try